Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're digging into a whole stack of notes from the Golf Day Buddy app. And our mission is all about swing consistency.
Right.
Because everyone knows a reliable swing is a good thing, but what this research shows is that the huge benefits, they're only really unlocked if you adjust that swing based on where you are in the world.
That's the aha moment, isn't it? Before we even get into the geography, let's just nail down why consistency is, you know, the most crucial factor in golf.
Okay.
When you can repeat the same movement, three really great things happen.
Yeah.
Almost instantly.
Lay them out for us. I feel like everyone just focuses on hitting it a mile, but the app confirms consistency is the real score killer.
Oh, absolutely. So point one is simply greater accuracy. You just hit your targets more.
Mm-hmm.
It minimizes the risk of those dreaded penalty strokes that can ruin a good round.
Yeah, we've all been there.
And then there's the mental game. Point two is boosting confidence. When you trust your swing, you're not guessing anymore. You can focus on strategy, on the shot itself.
And I imagine the outcome of having both that accuracy and the confidence is what every golfer is really after.
That's it. Exactly. That's point three. Lowering scores. Fewer mistakes. Better decisions.
Yeah.
It just means fewer bogeys and more looks at birdie. It's a direct path to dropping your handicap.
Okay. That makes total sense. But this is where the Golf Day Buddy app research gets really fascinating. It specifically calls out how the environment forces you to sort of betray your perfect swing to stay consistent on the scorecard.
Yes.
Let's use South Africa as the example because the courses there can change so dramatically.
It's a perfect case study. Mm-hmm. I mean, the challenges are often polar opposites. Let's take the coastal challenge, places like Fancourt or Zimbali. You're facing massive, unpredictable wind.
Right.
So our so-called consistent swing has to adapt by getting smaller.
Smaller. You mean like a shorter backswing?
Precisely. You get a little lower in your stance. You use a more compact swing. The goal is to reduce the surface area that gets hit by the wind. And crucially, you pick a lower lofted club to keep the ball flight low, piercing through the air.
Okay, wait a second. This is what I found confusing. So I club down to fight the wind. But if I travel inland to the High Vel Challenge, you know, the high altitude courses around Johannesburg, the advice is also to club down. But for the complete opposite reason.
And that's the critical difference the research points out. It feels strange, I know. But on the High Vel, the air is thinner.
Okay.
Less resistance. So the ball travels significantly farther just on its own. So yes, you club down, maybe hitting an 8-iron instead of a 7, not to fight the elements, but just to account for all that extra distance you get from the altitude.
Got it. So one is for control, the other is purely for distance calculation.
You got it.
And finally, we have to talk about the beautiful but really rugged terrains, like what you find along the garden route. Consistency feels impossible when you're fighting the slopes.
The key here is you can't fight it. You have to imitate it. You have to match the slope.
What does that look like?
The advice is to align your shoulders and your hips so they're parallel to the slope. You lean into an uphill lie, you lean back just a little on a downhill lie, and you widen your stance. This ensures your swing arc stays consistent relative to the ground you're standing on.
That was a real deep dive. So the biggest takeaways from the Golf Day Buddy app are pretty clear. A consistent swing is great for accuracy and confidence, but it's real power.
That comes from being flexible enough to make these very specific, localized adjustments.
Exactly. For wind, for altitude, for terrain. And the final piece of wisdom from the source material, which really ties this all together, is to work with a local pro, someone who understands these conditions better than any app ever could.
That raises a final, really important question for you, the listener. Based on where you play, is it windy, high altitude, or hilly? What's the one localized piece of advice you'll try first to make your reliable swing truly effective? Go put it to the test.